Hotchkiss was not the friendliest town around last Saturday. State Senator Kerry Donovan and State Representative Julie McCluskey came to a town hall event in the gym at the Hotchkiss Elementary School and found out firsthand that Delta County residents are not feeling the love from the state capitol. The representatives were in Hotchkiss to talk about the progress they've made in the first half of the legislative session, as well as to give the audience a briefing about the national popular vote. Colorado recently became a member of the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact, an organization of states trying to make the national popular vote, rather than the Electoral College, determine the outcome of presidential elections. KVNF News spoke with Ray Haynes, a former California legislator and a representative of the National Popular Vote, who faced a mostly unreceptive crowd about the issue. We asked why it's a good thing for Colorado to join the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact.
Because that makes sure that every single vote in Colorado makes a difference for who becomes president in every single election. You don't got to wait to be a battleground state anymore to make a difference in the election.
A raucous town hall crowd greeted the officials. Several spoke out against the popular vote, and many voiced their frustrations in a less than civil manner. Haynes said that he appreciated the vibrant discussion and the interest that the crowd showed in the issue.
One of the great things about being a part of this great republic is that people get to voice their opinions, and I've had people just as hostile. I've had people, you know, think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I actually prefer folks that want to challenge my comments and test my hypothesis, because I think that makes the case stronger.
More than once during the presentation, crowd members called the lawmakers chicken, and they booed when the national popular vote was discussed. With the appearance of several citizens wearing Make America Great Again hats, as well as the combative, angry tone at the town hall, some folks inside the gym were calling Delta County the Trumpist county in America. Here's what Haynes had to say about that.
Well, I'm a Trump guy, so, you know, I'm glad to see that the people in Delta County are fighting hard for Trump, because I'm with them 100%. If I could have gotten away with it, I would have worn my MAGA hat as well.
For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.